Hi guys, my name is Catherine Williams. I'm this year's CFC president and senior designer.
My name is Melissa Belmont. I'm a fashion design management major and I'm the VP of management and logistics for CFC. The theme for the show this year is deconstruct, and I feel that it's really important because given the current state of the fashion industry, there's a lot that's changing. Now I feel like companies are being held accountable not only for the clothes that they produce, but how they produce them. So I feel like deconstructing takes a deeper look into the fashion industry and it calls people to rethink the norm.
Deconstruction is to dive deeper and look at all the details that construct the whole CFC club. And this is important because we are dissecting CFC's history and who are these designers and how they work. And we're showing all the behind the scenes to the general public.
Hi, I'm Presley. I'm a fashion design major and I'm a level one designer.
I'm Jackson and I'm a fashion design major and also a level one designer.
My design process starts out pretty researched. I put a lot of thought into what I'm going to be designing and I want each element to sort of have purpose, but then as I'm going I kind of see the direction that whatever I'm making takes me, so it's a mix of research and then seeing what happens.
Yeah, mine looks more like a hurricane. It's a little more chaotic, but I definitely do a lot of research in the beginning as well, create like a mood board, but from there on it's like choosing the fabrics and then trying to see what I can work with.
Hi, I'm Leah Chernowskis. I'm a senior designer and I'm designing 9 looks for the show. Yeah, so I start usually with like a whole sketchbook full of pictures, like usually like 100 or so pictures, and then I sketch from those pictures and like take silhouettes from the shapes in the photos. Yeah, so this year it was definitely a lot harder because usually you design like a whole collection of things for one outfit that you actually make. So this time I had to design 9 things that actually could all be made. And a lot of the times I design a bunch of things that might be like really hard to make or might not work in fabric and then pick one that I can actually do. And so this time it was definitely a challenge to make sure that I'd be able to do all of them and finish them all on time.
Hi, my name is Juliana DeRosa. I'm a fashion design student here at Cornell University. I'm both a secretary and a level 2 designer for CFC. I'm really excited for this show this year because one of my favorite parts of the whole year is CFC and the fashion show. I feel like it's a time for all the designers and management students to really show off all the talents that they've been working so hard on all of this time.
So my name is Jillian Lawler. I am a senior, so I'm a senior designer, so level 4. You spend the whole year basically to prepare for this fashion show, especially for a senior designer, because you have 8 to 12 looks. You have to take the whole year and the whole school year to make this line. Like, an aspect of CFC that's important to me is probably the fact that we get to show all our looks and the privilege of actually showing.
So hi, I'm Caitlin Park. I'm in fashion design and management, and I'm in the logistics and management role.
And I'm Jacob Vijo Brown. I'm an information science major and I'm on the graphics team at CFC.
Yeah. Fashion is interdisciplinary, and so there's a lot of different aspects of it that you can bring your backgrounds that you have originally and bring it into the show, which is really cool.
Yeah, there are a lot of people working on different things. So there are designers, there are also people doing PR, graphics, finance, as well as different roles that are available like throughout the semester to work on makeup as well as like behind the scenes during the show. And also working like closely with designers to see what their process is like.
It's great to have them come out and see what we do and what our trade really looks like and how dedicated we are, because I feel like without CFC, nobody would really know we existed.
As level 1 designers, we're all working on one piece to contribute to a common theme, which is 21st century royalty. So we're all working within the same field of inspiration and color scheme to make a collection, but that each has our individual looks and aesthetics.
I hope people realize how much work was put into it, I think, because even before I became an e-board member, I didn't realize how much work was put into it, because I'm not a designer, so I'm not in the studio every night, but some of these designers have been in studio at ridiculous hours for days on end, doing incredible work, putting in detail and like ideas and concepts. And I hope people realize how important it is for specific people and how important fashion is in a wider sense.
I think it's really cool to be able to show you, because usually like your work doesn't get that much exposure, and it's a great way to like be able to like allow a bunch of people to see it, which is cool. It also gives like you a little more motivation to make something really interesting and cool that will stand out.
My name is Owen Sullivan. I'm a double major in econ and philosophy, and my position is vice president of public relations. I'm really excited to see all the designers' collections, because I know it's from talking to them and seeing their work. They've been working really hard on it all year, and I'm particularly interested to see how all the collections like come together for like level 1, 2, and 3 and form like a cohesive collection.
My name is Simone White. I'm a sophomore fashion design student, and I'm a level 2 designer in CFC. To me, being a level 2 designer is really exciting as a sophomore, especially because it's not my first show. I was in the show last year, and so like being level 2, like I'm way more confident going in this year and way more excited about it. I also get 2 pieces this year, which is really awesome and exciting.
Hello, my name is Yin Yin. I am a sophomore in AIM. I am the current vice president of finance for the Cornell Fashion Collective. I really love working with the eBoard members. I feel like I learned so much this year just working within the team and just seeing how everyone works and being able to work with them to create this project.
It's such an important part of who we are, and I think CFC gives you a platform to express to everyone like who you are. I think you could probably tell more about me from my designs than you could if you asked me, so I think it's a really good way to show not only what you do and what you've worked for, but also like who you are as a person.
I think on campus sometimes the arts don't necessarily get a space just because Cornell is a very like STEM or business, or it's not a creative campus, and I think this is a way for there to be, for people to see something new.
CFC has really taught me how to be a leader, but also how to be a friend and how to work with a ton of creative people. I think every single person who's a part of CFC has so many ideas, is so talented, and is going to do amazing things in this world. And I think working with that and being able to learn from other people really shapes you as not only a student, a designer, but a leader going into the world. Welcome to this year's 36th annual Cornell Fashion Collective show. We're all so excited for you to be here tonight, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Cornell Fashion Collective's 36th annual runway show. Now please welcome to the stage Catherine Williams, Stephanie Lagonestra, Yinyin Chen, Akuya Kwakwa, Melissa Belmont, Alex Champagne, Juliana DeRosa, and Owen Sullivan.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the 36th annual Cornell Fashion Collective Runway Show. My name is Catherine Williams, and I am so honored to have served as this year's president of the Cornell Fashion Collective. Thank you all so much for coming this afternoon. Founded in 1984 by Onslow Carrington and Laura Russell, the Cornell Fashion Collective started with 2 designers in a small ballroom in Willard Street Hall. 36 years later, our proud and diverse organization has not only become a large-scale professional runway show, but one of the biggest events on Cornell's campus. With 180 members ranging across all undergraduate colleges, 2 graduate colleges, representing 43 majors, we could not be prouder of the growth of this organization this made this year. Over the past 4 years, I've been incredibly inspired and proud by all of the hard work of our designers that made this production possible. The work that you are all about to see walk down this runway is truly spectacular. We are so proud of all of our members, and we hope you are all inspired by the work you see this afternoon. I am now delighted to introduce VP of Management and Logistics, Melissa Belmont, VP of Finance, Yinyin Chen, and VP of Designers and Models, Stephanie Lagunestra.
This show would not be possible without the dedication and hard work of our entire team. Producing a fashion show of this magnitude requires intense coordination between countless components. Our executive board members have each successfully taken on these critical roles in the execution of this production. It is my pleasure to introduce Akwia Kwakwa, Vice President of Creative Content, Owen Sullivan, Vice President of Public Relations, Julia Zhang, Vice President of Graphics, who couldn't be with us tonight, Alex Champagne, Design Coordinator, and Juliana DeRosa, Secretary.
New to our team this year, our faculty advisor, Professor Kimberly Phoenix, has been extremely supportive and dedicated to the success of this organization. We would also like to thank Emily Kotman and the Fiber Science and Apparel Design Department for their hard work and dedication in support of this club. Our runway this evening was constructed thanks to the collaborative efforts of Ron and the BSI team. We'd like to thank the Barton Hall Facilities team for all their assistance, as well as the Cornell University Administration, Cornell Event Management, and the College of Human Ecology faculty for their support. We would also like to extend a special thanks to Dean Dunafin and FSAD Department Chair Yasser for their support. A special thank you to Thread Magazine and Medium Design for their collaboration with our members, highlighting our designers and seniors in both our pre-show video and the Senior Creatives booklet. We would finally like to extend a huge thank you to our families and friends for their continued support.
We would also like to take this opportunity to recognize our sponsors who supported the Cornell Fashion Collective this year. We would like to acknowledge The Laundress, Micheline's Florist and Garden Center, Poke Lava, Cornell Costume and Textile Collection, Insomnia Cookies, Carriage House Cafe, Gimme Coffee, and the friends and family of the Cornell Fashion Collective. Additionally, we would also like to acknowledge the vast array of collaborators that promoted our organization leading up to the show. Chatty Cathy, Collegetown Bagels, Mandibles, This Is My Spacesuit, Suitably, Loco, and Ruloff's. We feel so fortunate for the support of not only industry collaborators and sponsorships, but also the enthusiasm and contributions of our local Ithacan community.
Please note that the emergency exits are located behind you and to the right, left, and center of the bleachers. In the event of an emergency or fire alarm, please proceed quickly and calmly to the nearest emergency exit. Before the show begins, please silence all cell phones.
We would now like to pass the microphone to our Master of Ceremonies, the lovely and talented Ethan Wu, a junior in the School of Arts and Sciences. Now, after countless hours of preparation planning, sketching, designing, laser cutting, 3D printing, and sewing, it is our privilege to welcome you to the Cornell Fashion Collective Level 4 Designer Showcase.
Senior designer, Jillian Lowler.
Yeah.
mind. I ride solo, three passport photos. Don't hold on, burn rubber, I'm gone. Hit him with a bilingual, just say, cause my fate, you won't see me again. Je suis pas moi.
Your lips. You got me floating. You got me floating. Your lips.
Senior designer, Leah Chernauskas.
Julia. Julia, are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Senior designer, Julia Dene. Thank you. Senior Designer, Stephanie Lagonestra. Senior Designer, Catherine Williams.
What a pleasure it is to do a show.
Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again.
Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to,
baby, we'd be so far.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, yada la 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 la. Shaboom.
Hey da di ding dong, na lang a lang a lang. Shaboom, ba do, ba do ba do ba ba. Life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so far. Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Boom, shaboom.
Hey, da dee ding dong, na lang a lang a lang. Shaboom, ba-do, 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 ba-be. Life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Golly, chief, I hadn't opened up the box yet, but I'm going to now.
Well, Mr. Wallace, that's a prettier pie than I ever baked with plain white shortening.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Bum, bum, bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam.
Oh,
Mr. Sandman.
Bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum. Mr. Sandman.
Yes?
Bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a come hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci. And lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman. Before we're too old, so please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman. Bring
to sit still?
Nope. Say goodnight, Percy.
Good, huh?
Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can't keep me away. I must follow him. Ever since he touched my hand, I knew that near him I always must be, and nothing can keep him from me. He is my destiny. I love him, I love him, I love him, and where he goes I follow, I follow, I follow. He'll always be my true love, my true love, my true love, from now until forever, forever, forever. I will follow him. Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can keep me away, away from my love. I love him, I love him, I love him, and where he goes I follow, I follow, I follow. He'll always be my true love, my true love, my true love, from now until forever, forever, forever. I will follow him, follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high you can't keep me away, away from my love.
Say, it's time for my favorite. So let's look.
Thank you.
It's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
So much for coming this afternoon. We're so proud of every single member and person who was a part of this organization that made today possible. We'd like to now please invite to the stage the executive board and our MC, Ethan Wu.
I would like to invite to the stage our level 4 designers and faculty advisor Kimberly Phoenix.
Kimberly Phoenix. Please report to the stage. These are for you. Yeah. Those are for you. Yes. Thank you all for coming, and we wish you a safe travels home. And I hope to see you guys next year at the 37th annual runway show. Thank you.